The Hotel on Mulberry Bay, written by Melissa Hill and read by Gemma Carfi. The Bay Hotel always seemed to mirror the mood of those who stayed there, temporarily or permanently, Penny mused. For decades, its walls had been witness to some of the town's most memorable parties and occasions. In its prime, women in glistening dresses had made their way up its grand limestone front steps. Show bands had shaken the ballroom walls with lively music, couples whirling in a kaleidoscope of colour on the dance floor below the stage. Of course, it had hosted quieter moments too. The tea rooms overlooking the often turbulent Irish Sea provided a dramatic outlook which contrasted with the interior's delicate Victorian decor. The cream lace tablecloths, dainty silver cake forks, eggshell teacups, and delicious morsels served there all seemed to encourage words of affection and compassion, and that room had seen multiple proposals and romantic celebrations. Hands young and old joined over its tables. First and last birthdays were held there, and all were remembered. Yes, any occasion in Mulberry Bay was deemed almost more special, more magical, for having been held at the Bay Hotel. It was as if there was a feeling about the hotel, an alchemy that had nothing to do with the supernatural. So much joy and so many memories had seeped into its walls over the years, adding to its allure. Today, though, the hotel was quiet. The sounds of normal routine muffled, as though a shroud had been laid over the whole building. Guests moved hesitantly about, almost on tiptoe, and even those who hadn't known Anna Hart, or had only met her once, felt an unaccountable sense of nostalgia, of missing something they didn't quite know how to describe. Penny could have told them what it was. If the hotel was the heart of Mulberry Bay, Anna had been its welcoming, wide-stretched arms. She was in one of the back rooms of the property that served as the family quarters, looking out over the hotel's large gardens, still numbed by what had happened in the early hours of that morning. Her beloved mother was gone. In the middle of the night, Anna had awoken with chest pains and collapsed. She had died before the ambulance arrived to take her to the hospital. She didn't know where her father had got to. Following the shock of Anna's utterly unexpected collapse, Ned Hart had barely been sighted. He had been with Anna when she died, and all he'd said to Penny about it afterwards was, "It was like she'd been hit by a bullet." Penny winced at the description, though it detailed pretty much how she felt right then, as though she too had been shot through the heart, but by some cruel fate had gone on living. She suspected her dad felt exactly the same, but there was no point in asking, because Ned would never, in a million years, reveal anything of such a personal nature.